The nation will listen carefully tonight to the president. Many want to hear what he will say about the hurricane's most vulnerable victims, the children. There are scores of kids who are facing harrowing times. Some have found themselves in new surroundings, and others have found themselves without friends or even family during the most trying times of their life. NPR's Farai Chidea introduces one such hurricane survivor.
8-year-old Jazbriel Douglas is a toffee-colored girl with dark almond-shaped eyes and braces on her teeth. She's a little shy. Often she looks at her mother for answers, except when you ask about the home she's lost to Hurricane Katrina in Harvey, Louisiana.
I miss my home and I want to go back home.
Jazbriel lives with her parents and 5-year-old brother in a makeshift family shelter at Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Baton Rouge. Her father was a stock clerk at a Whole Foods market near their home. That chain's local store in Baton Rouge has hired him since the hurricane. Her mother had worked as a nursing home aide. Sharon Douglas says she's trying to make their one-room living space feel as close to a normal home as she can. She also appreciates the church's help in making sure her children keep up with their lessons.
Actually, a lady just left from the school board, and she's going to work on that right now. They had a little trouble placing the kids, but she's going to do everything she could do for the meanwhile. The pastor wife, which is Mrs. Smith, she's made accommodations for the kids to have tutoring here, and also there's a teacher at the moment teaching them because she refused to see them sitting around, and that's a blessing.
The church's staff counselor is helping children in the shelter cope with the changes and trauma they've experienced. Shiloh organizes bowling tournaments and temporary classroom sessions where kids write essays about familiar things, favorite hobbies, foods, television shows. Activities like this help children reclaim a sense of control over their lives, says Dr. Carl Bell, a public health psychiatrist at the University of Illinois at Chicago.
It could be as simple as, you know, draw me a nice picture so that we have some remembrance of what our family was like before this disaster, so that the child takes an active role. It's called mastery. Mastery is critically important to people's experience of life, and part of life is death and destruction, and the more you're able to master that, and the more parents are able to find experiences and activities that help children master and express what they're feeling, the better off those children are going to be.
That's not all that the displaced children will require, Bell says.
You got to be safe. You got to meet your basic needs. You got to try to get support and connectedness from other people. And you got to find meaning. You got to find meaning in this horrible thing that's happened.
Sharon Douglas says she offers her children another way to heal.
Well, they seem like they're okay for the moment, but I always tell them if they're feeling down and depressed to pray to God and ask for strength.
And Jesbria, have you been praying?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you pray for?
I asked the Lord to bless us so we can go back home.
Farai Chidea, NPR News.
Coming up, a special roundtable helping the children of Hurricane Katrina.